I am Gordon, and today I wanted to share some of my thoughts on death. And for many, the subject of death is not a very comfortable topic, and we do our best to avoid it or at least forget about it until, of course, we have to face the death of a friend or family member, and then we really get confused and start asking the question. Now, it's strange to think about it, but in fact, in my journey into understanding Buddhism and the teachings of Buddhism and texts that are attributed to followers of Buddha or Gautama Siddhartha, when I realized how this, how Buddhism in general has given me a certain peace, because the more I discover about Buddhism, the more I feel connected. I feel as if, yes, this is right, this is how I experienced the world when I was young, when not so long ago. It was something I knew, but which I didn't have the right words to express it, or maybe because I was born in a particular religious background that it all happened. I'm not saying that my upbringing as a Roman Catholic doesn't have value. In fact, I find that Buddhism and what I learned about Christianity and about the life of Jesus Christ does have parallels, have equivalents in Buddhism. But in a way, I feel I can relate perhaps more. I don't know whether I'm putting it right, because I don't want to reduce in any way the values that are found within Christianity. But the idea of Buddhism, the idea of impermanence, for example, does resonate with something deep within myself, and I can relate to the feeling of finding oneself asking that question, asking why we are living, what is the purpose of life and how can we be happy. And I think that there are no easy answers, but we cannot go on with our lives ignoring or escaping from tackling the issue of death. And being aware of death does bring on mixed emotions. On there's the sadness of realizing that someday, sometime, the world will end, your world, or at least your experience of the world will end, and you will lose all contact with your loved ones and will go into a place. Actually, you don't know where you're going to, and you have to pursue this journey on your own. There will be no one else to assist you, at least from this life. And this feeling that someday you will not exist as a person on this world scares us, and we try to protect our identity, ourself, and the prospect of losing our bodies, which many times are identify us as persons, as individuals. That prospect frightens us, and it's only natural to be frightened. But, and this is strange, it's an awareness of death should makes me at least more aware of the miracle of life, of the fact that I'm alive and that so many things could have gone wrong and didn't. And this is what I mean by miracle of life. We think of miracles as something extraordinary, something supernatural. But if you consider the many factors that have gone right when you think about birth and the process of conception and the many dangers that are present in our world, then in many ways our lives are miracles. They're something that we often take for granted, and sadly this makes us unaware or unappreciative of the world, of our lives, and we want more and more. And I know, because I went through periods when I wanted more and more, and still do at times. But the fact is that if I think about it, all this pain and suffering that we may endure during this life does have a meaning, not because we shouldn't avoid unnecessary suffering, but because it makes us aware of the vulnerability of human life, of how we are indeed gifted to be here, and even in the face of suffering, there is a certain element of where we realize that if we think about it, everyone in his or her own way is part of this process of suffering. As you learn from the account of the Buddha and how the prince Siddhartha Gautama gained enlightenment, you realize how he learned about reality at a very relatively late in his 30s. And he never saw, for example, a sick person, or wasn't aware that people get old and that people will die, that people die at one point. And he was shielded from this reality. And when he discovered that reality, he knew that a life that is spent pursuing material pleasures and entertainment or things that are worldly, if you may, there will be no real happiness, because happiness is not something you buy or something outside of you, something that you can bid for. But happiness is really something that you must take responsibility for. And I think the fact that being aware of death does put things into perspective. It makes one aware of the fact that the things the world wants, the things that we crave for, are not crucial, they're not the be that end and all, the be all and end all of life, they may be important, and we should strive for positive things in our life. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be successful or wanting to be to have a career or family. But ultimately we must put things into perspective, and that perspective is that life will end, that whatever you own, whatever you have, does not give you immunity from death, doesn't free you from the possibility of illness, doesn't mean that you will not get old and experience the consequences of old age. And so, to conclude this bow, I think that the gift of death is that it's, in a way, makes us more human. Because if there wasn't this reality, we wouldn't have the arts, wouldn't have music, probably, not even science, history. And while death in itself is the cessation of life, it is also a precondition for the birth of new life, because it gives way to something new. And perhaps this is the most important thing I want to say today, is that by being aware of death, we become more aware, become more sensitive to the plight of others, become more aware of our commonality and vulnerability as human beings. And we realize that all in all, everything is impermanent. And that's the thought for the day.